and producers. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the staff or management of KLOK 1170 AM.
For more information on how you can get your own show on KLOK 1170 AM,
send us an email.
To KLOK 1170 AM at AOL.com or call our business office at 408-440-0851. That's 408-440-0851.
You're listening to KLOK 1170 AM, San Jose, San Francisco, Oakland, and the entire Bay Area.
Sapne salamat dosto. Welcome to Jeans, T-shirt and Tie, the only Desi talk show of its kind anywhere in the whole world. Have you ever dreamed about starting a business? Then this show is dedicated to you and for you. The show is for entrepreneurs, dreamers, investors, techies and non-techies. Anyone and everyone that has a dream.
Our host, Rohit Chandra, himself has started several companies in Silicon Valley, raised millions of dollars in equity financing, and has inventions that are currently being used by hundreds of millions of users on the web.
Welcome. My name is Rohit Chandra, and I am the founder of a micro-information service on the web called Rohit.com, a service that I hope will one day transform the way you use the web. Yes, it's called Rohit.com. Tune in to KLOK 1170 every Saturday at noon, and we'll talk about everything it takes to build a company. Idea, recruiting, incorporation, market, bootstrapping, venture capital, intellectual property, and more. Tech businesses and non-tech businesses. We'll hear stories from people like you and me who have done this successfully. Call in and ask specific questions or generic questions and engage in a stimulating discussion about building a company. Sunna na bhuliye, har Saturday, dopehar 12 baje. Every Saturday at 12 noon.
बस इतना सा ख्वाब है,
सपने सलामत दोस्तों, वेलकम बैक. इट इज सैटरडे एंड इट इज नून. It is time to start living out those dreams. Welcome to another episode of Sapne Salamat with Rohit Chandra. This is a show that's dedicated to anyone with a dream. This is a show for entrepreneurs, for dreamers, for investors, for technical people, as well as for non-technical people. It's a show for anyone and everyone that has a dream. And as you know by now, we're on every Saturday at noon. So folks, it's a very special show today. It's Happy Independence Day show. 63 years ago, 1947, hundreds of millions of Indians had a dream that came to fruition. Winning independence. And I think by winning independence, not only did hundreds of millions of those dreams come to fruition, but also hundreds of millions of new dreams were born, a dream to live in a new India. So it's all about dreams. It's all about keeping those dreams alive. It's all about keeping those sapne salamat. So today's show is going to be about keeping sapne salamat, folks. If you have a question, feel free to call in. We are going to talk about how to help people realize their dreams. As you know by now, this is a non-commercial show, where the singular goal is to promote entrepreneurship and help you realize your dreams. Think of this show as a helpline for startups. We get a lot of reach out from startups, and I always encourage folks to call in and ask questions on the air. We've created a fantastic knowledge pool of information, of knowledge in this valley, and I think it's best shared on the airwaves so everybody else can benefit from the knowledge that we've all accumulated. As I said again, if you have a question related to startups, we'll try to address it. If we can't address it, we'll defer it to somebody who can. Please call in to the studios. Phone number is 408-912-KLOK. That's 408-912-5565. And callers, please make sure to turn down the radio when you call. If you don't turn the radio down, we end up in a feedback loop, and it gets really hard for other folks to understand what's being said. Quick recap about what are the things we've talked about in the past, and then we're going to talk about Sapne Salamat. So we've had a bunch of fantastic VCs that have come in and talked about how to raise money. We've had a VC who came in and talked about what to look for in a VC when you're raising money. We've had a whole bunch of entrepreneurs come in and talk about their success stories. We've had some entrepreneurs come in and talk about horror stories with VCs. We've talked about Indians helping Indians. We've talked about things like fear of failure, fear of the unknown. We've thrown a couple of business ideas. We've talked about structure, thought processes. We've talked about how to create buzz for your company. So there's all kinds of interesting things that we've talked about. But today, most importantly, I want to know from you, what is it that you like about the show? What is it, or even more importantly, I guess I misspoke. What I want to know from you, most importantly, what is it that you don't like about this show? We have a good sense of what you do like, but we want to know what it is that you don't like. What can we do to make the show better? So with that said, I'm going to take this call live on air. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, my name is Ish and I have a small question.
Yes, Ish, go ahead.
The question is, you know, I run a small company and we develop this mobile application software for iPhone, Android, as well as BlackBerry, and many clients reach us for equity, you know. So how do we find out that whether we take up that project or not, whether we will go in profit or we lose everything? Is it a good question?
It's a good question. It's a very hard question, but it's a good question. The question, so for the benefit, I'm going to restate for the audience is, you are a service provider. You create mobile applications for a lot of clients.
Right.
And when you're creating these mobile applications, a lot of your clients are saying, please take a piece of equity because we cannot pay cash. And you're trying to figure out whether to do that or not to do that.
And they always say this is a very potential project, it is a very innovative idea, but I wonder if it is an innovative idea, it will work out, why they are giving me the equity, why they don't keep it with them.
There's a very simple answer to that, because what happens is oftentimes people have good, fantastic ideas, they do not have the technical skills to be able to build products, one. Two, they might have their technical skills, but they don't have all the resources available for them to build the project. Three, they actually might have possessed both of those, yet they don't have that much money to invest into it. So for instance, the guy might say, hey, I've saved $50,000 over the last 10 years of my career, and to build this product is going to cost $50,000. If I put all of my $50,000 into this, and this does not work out, despite my best efforts, then I tend to lose everything. So which is why they come to guys like you that are in the business of building these things and say that, hey, why don't you do this for me for equity? Because guess what? If you take, I don't know, 5%, 50%, 70%, whatever that magic number is of equity, and this something actually translates into being a huge play, then everybody comes out the winner. The problem is they're basically transferring their risk to you.
That's true.
My good faith advice to somebody like you would be, you know, you have to look at it and decide, is this a good enough venture? Do you believe in this venture? Do you believe that somebody can build a big company out of this? Or is this just another fly-by-night operation? So
how do you find out?
Judgment call. Are you married?
Yes.
How did you decide whom you were going to marry?
I knew my wife, you know, for several years before marrying her.
Excellent. So now, if that's the your way of operating, you will only build application for people that you've known for several years.
That's true. But
right? So maybe you're waiting for your friends to come along with a good idea. Who are going to say, hey?
Friends may not have the idea. You know, friends may not have the idea. Only innovative people have ideas. So my reason is, I want to take that opportunity, but I want to be sure there should be some ways and means to work with new people. You know, you don't always.
Correct.
You can be very old known people, but you can always work with new people.
Yes.
It's not a message, you know.
Yeah. So you have to apply judgment, Ish, but there's two ways to do this. One way to do this is you figure out that, okay, if this particular project, I'm going to make up a number again. You're going to bid this project at $50,000. You figure out what your margins on it are, what your costs are. So I'm going
to some agencies who can verify his claim, and when they say they can finance also if they feel the project is viable. So I'd say I will connect you to various agencies. I want to know what are those agencies who can find out whether this is a workable idea or not.
Ish, that's like saying whom can I send somebody to say is this girl worth marrying or not? That's a call that only you can make. You can ask people around you. You can ask your parents or you can ask your family that what do you think of her. But at the end of the day, it's a decision you have to make. Go ahead.
No, Rohit, this marriage and these two things are two entirely different things, you know. So those people who finance, they know about the market. So there's no market here.
You know, I'm sorry. I beg to differ with you on that, because I think they're very similar in the sense, just like I said, you go to your parents or your relatives. These are people that have been there, have gone down that road, and they look at it, which is exactly what you're trying to do, is find people that have been down that road and say that, is this going to work or not? But at the end of the day, you have to make that call. So before we get bogged down into a debate on that one, I'm going to take a step back. Let me take a step back and finish the initial thought I wanted to finish. I'm not evading the debate. If you want to have a debate, I'll happily engage. But I'm trying to give you an answer. So the other thing you can do is, if it's a $50,000 project, you say, listen, $20,000 is what my cost is going to be. Can you come up with at least $20,000 so that I give it to you at cost, and for the remaining $30,000, I will take equity.
Wonderful. That was one idea. Any other idea other than this?
Well, there's lots of...
idea I was looking for, you know. This was the idea I was looking for from an experienced person like you.
Yeah. No, there's lots of interesting ways to do this, because you can also dissect it in other ways where you say, okay, this is what we need to be done. You go and build another consulting services practices, and or you say that, figure out some kind of quid pro quo agreement where you do this for me, and by the way, I'm working on this other project for this other client, and you take care of those services for me for over the next X period of time. Or you know, the guy says, I don't have resources, and it will take 12 months to do this, but I need this done in the next 2 months. You say, fine, I'll do it in the next 2 months for you. But guess what? For the next 12 months, you work for me on all my other pieces that come along.
Wonderful.
Right?
Okay, wonderful. I really appreciate this very, you know, informative answer.
Well, I'm glad you called. Before you hang up, I want to know from you, have you been listening to this show in the past?
I have been twice, and I wanted to be on this show, but somehow I miss it every time. This time I was traveling and my radio was off. But it's a wonderful idea for people like me or anybody else who would like to venture into and achieve their dreams. And I think really wonderful. You sounds to be very confident what you're talking about.
I hope it's not misplaced, and I hope you can get some value out of it. If you need to reach us, you can always reach us at radio@ruhit.com.
No, Rohit, I remember when I listened to your show for the first time, you had given that idea that about this equity, that some people can take 5% or 3% and be a part of the, they can give advice whether this is a viable project or not. I remember you suggested that time around 2 months back.
Yes, advisors are worth their weight in gold for any young early stage startup.
Right. So how to find out more information about it? Because I regularly face these kind of situations.
Go ahead and send me an email to radio@ruhit.com.
Okay, I can remember that. Radio@ruhit.
Ruhit. My name is Rohit with a single O. The company name is Ruhit with two O's.
So how to spell it? R-O-H-I-T.
RADIO@ROOHIT.com.
Okay.
Ish, how do you, Ish, is that your name?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you for your call. We would love for you to get in touch with us because today's show is about Sapne Salamat, and that's exactly what this is dedicated to.
Wonderful. I always wish you good luck, and you're doing a wonderful job.
Great, thank you. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Good morning, good.
Sapne Salamat, my friend.
And happy Independence Day to you and to all the listeners. Sapne Salamat to you. I know you will not allow me to speak if I don't say that word.
No, sir, I won't. Especially not today when the show is dedicated to Sapne Salamat. What is your name?
This is Kumar from Fremont. And congratulations. You have been superb on radio, giving ideas on startups.
Thank you.
I think it's pretty good for the community and also to the entire younger generations to come up with a lot of things.
Thank you for your kind words, Kumar. We'd love to know what we can do to make the show better.
What you could do is probably there are a few things. One, probably you should start speaking a little bit slow. Probably people will understand.
Okay.
That's one input.
Thank you for your honesty. Yes, I've gotten that several times.
Yeah, I think that's one thing. But I think what I was thinking aloud, probably we could do for the community is that, like Indian Idol or American Idol, we need to have a format and a canvas for having ideas for ideas, like have a kind of, a call for all the ideas around the Bay Area at least.
Yes.
And have a panel of series of venture funding companies or investors on the other side and, have a competition and people who go through that. So that way you could funnel in serial startups instead of, that's kind of a dearth right now in the economy as well.
I love the idea, but I'm not sure if serial is the best way to do it.
Serial, or at least you will get some of the you know, best things out.
Yeah.
And it'll also get in the culture of a lot of new startups to come by.
Yeah. No, I personally love first-time entrepreneurs. I think first-time entrepreneurs make the best entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. And there are also, you know, I'm not sure if you have gotten onto Facebook yet, but some of the basic elements of seed money to angel funding to, you know, Series A, Series B, and how that works and the formats of it and the, you know, Ponzi schemes, you know, if at all, how to avoid those pitfalls, as well as, you know, some of those complications during funding, what are the kind of catch in the contracts that you need to avoid. Those things would really help. I'm sure you've covered in at length in many shows. I have listened to you for about four or five times, but I think those would help a lot to make this show better. And also, I think your ultimate goal is to produce more entrepreneurs. I think that goal would be achieved.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I love those ideas. We're going to start working on some of them right away. We're going to start. There's at least one or two of those that we're already working on. In fact, I have in the studios with me today Sanjay. So I'll quickly introduce you to the audience. Sanjay is our volunteer coordinator for Sapte Salamat. Welcome to the radio, Sanjay.
Thanks, Rohit. Nice to be here.
So Sanjay, in fact, is a caller like you who called in many weeks ago. And he's now been running the volunteer effort to put this thing together and streamline these processes. And actually, awesome. As the show progresses, he's taking copious notes on everything that you're saying. Trying
Wonderful.
To make sure how we can take this to the next level, how we can make it better. And I could see him sitting there nodding as you were saying. So we certainly appreciate all of that. I have a quick question for you, Kumar. Do you have a favorite show that you've listened to in the past?
I listened to, I don't remember the one of the investors on the show who was giving some personal experience around how he started. I don't really remember the name. It's not one of, I mean, I
that's okay. That I want to see what it is that you recall. Tell me what you recall.
It was like, you know, they were talking about how he started the first company and then it kind of didn't work out, but he still attempted to go with pledging all his, you know, investments and going into a second investment into the company. So I think both of you are trying to say that you got to keep trying. It is not, you know, a one-time journey, but you need to have that passion towards open. I mean, if you have to be a startup entrepreneur or something of that sort,
right?
Which is a very key to everybody to kind of make sure it's just you are made to be an entrepreneur. It's not that you kind of someone pushes you to do that. I mean, it just comes with the Eureka moment, right? I mean, you got to get an idea. Once you get an idea, a lot of people struggle in that cobweb for a lot of time. So that's where I'm looking forward for those kind of investment kind of at least shows. Idea for idea kind of thing, you know, or the canvas that I was talking about, if we can have that in the Bay Area, it'll be really good. At least we can call in papers or, you know, investment plans or business plans up front, you know, screen it, then probably get through to actual show, which could be telecasted, if you will, like Trump show or something.
Yeah.
It could yield a lot of results. I mean, it's not
Kumar, I'm going to jump in here for a second. I love your ideas. And I see Sanjay over nodding over here saying, can you possibly send us an email so Sanjay can connect with you and we can actually start working on some of these ideas rather
than... We'll do.
Certainly appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
We'll be looking for your email.
Happy Independence Day to you, all of you and all the listeners.
Thank you, Kumar. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hello.
Hi. Sir, can you turn your radio down, please?
Hello, Sapne Salamat.
Sapne Salamat, my friend.
Yeah, Rohit, this is Sumi. We've spoken once in the past.
Sylvie?
Regarding my club.
I'm sorry, tell me your name again, Sylvie.
I'm sorry?
Tell me your name again, Sylvie.
Sumi Jingwen.
Oh, yes, Sumi. How are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Very well.
Good, I've been listening to your show off and on, and this morning you said something about improvement. It's in the form of a communication that I want to address.
Yes.
I'm on the road most of the time, and somehow I can't catch a show because either I'm not in the car or not in front of radio.
Uh-huh.
But I do have my iPhone, and on my iPhone, I looked at the radio stations to see if your station was out there. And if that's something that you could connect with, that anybody else is on the move can listen to you your program while we are not in front of a radio.
Yes, so we're talking about streaming. I think that is something we want to do. We want to start streaming the show. But until we actually get to streaming, we do have podcasts of the show available. So again, if you go to ruhit.com/radio, right on the top right, there is a link that says drag this link to your iTunes. All you got to do is drag and drop it to your iTunes, and you'll automatically get new episodes of the show as they come along, downloaded to your iPod.
So this is while it's actively being done, because what I've done is I've downloaded about 34 of your podcasts on my iPod manually.
Okay.
And I listen to them while, you know, when I'm not in front of a radio. But what I was saying was that if you go to your iPhone, you have a radio station button out there, and there's something like 400 or 500 radio stations over there.
All right.
And I look for KLOK out there, and it's not there.
Okay.
So not that I'm saying that it should be there or what the effort would be involved in getting that, but if that's a connection you could do, that would ease off a little more listening to your program anytime.
Absolutely. No, feedback is always appreciated. We'll have somebody take a look at it if we can find some resources that can help out with that. If there's any listeners out there that know how to do this, please call us. Please email us. And
I wouldn't mind calling the radio station myself. And I said, before I do that, I said, let me share this with you. I'll find out what would it take to put you there and put you together over there.
Yeah, that'd be lovely. Certainly appreciate that idea and the help, Sumi.
Okay, and I have two other questions. I'm going to send you an email on that. And maybe we could, you send me a mail and we can talk about it next Saturday.
Okay. And what has been your favorite show, given the fact that you've listened to 34 shows?
Well, always trying to, get into some intervention or projection. I was paying more attention to your viral marketing program, the segment of that, and I have to listen to it one more time, because the consumer product that I intend to launch, I'm going to come back to you and say, help me out and see how you can get this off the road.
Okay.
So that's the one I'm focusing on right now.
Lovely, lovely. Okay, great. I appreciate that. And any other suggestion on what we can do to make the show better?
No, everything is mobility, If I can get it while I'm walking, while I'm sleeping or dancing, that's the way I want it.
Yeah. All right, Sumi. Keep listening.
All right.
Sapne Salamat, my friend.
Sapne Salamat. Take care. Bye.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, this is Vidya. I have a question.
Sapne Salamat, Vidya.
Yeah, Sapne Salamat.
How are you?
Good. I've been listening to your show on and off, and I had a question. It looks like this show is looking for ideas on improving the show. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
I was wondering if there is any sort of forum where you can actually know which new entrepreneurs or new businesses when they start. Is there a forum to know how we can invest in those?
So you're looking for a deal sourcing?
Well, I'm sure that the new entrepreneurs are looking for angel investors. And if we were to look for a new investment opportunity, there can be some synergies where we can meet each other and see if we can. I'm personally not an entrepreneur, and I don't think I have new ideas to contribute, but I'm willing to invest in those and see how, both parties can benefit out of those.
Yes.
Is there a forum like that?
Yes, we are creating a forum like that, and Sapne Salamat by its definition is a forum like that. So I get a whole bunch of reach out, and you're suddenly going to become the new favorite person that everybody is looking for, because everybody is looking for investors.
Don't set high expectations, but yeah.
No, absolutely. Vidya, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you back to Sanjay offline, and Sanjay will take your information offline, and we'll connect up with you from there.
Yeah, Vidya,
okay.
We also have is we're trying to streamline the whole process of connecting people like you with other people who might have ideas. So like Rohit said, please send an email to radio@rohit.com, ruhit.com, that's R with double O-H-I-T, and we'll take it over from there.
All right, thanks so much.
All right, stay on hold, please, Vidya. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, this is Dinesh here.
Hi,
I have a question.
Dinesh, Sapne Salamat.
Hey, Sapne Salamat. Yeah. Hi. Sapne Salamat.
Yes, go ahead, my friend.
Okay. So my question is that I work here in a software company, and then as a part-time project, I'm doing something in education for India. It's a project completely focused on India, and I have a small team working from India.
Uh-huh.
So my question is that make the use of, can I take the tax benefit for the losses I am making in India for this company?
I am not a tax professional, but I do know a very good tax professional who can help you with that. And she actually is one of our sponsors. Her name is Vinu Prasher. And I think you can reach her at PrasherCPA.com.
PrasherCPA.com.
Yes. PrasherCPA.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm sure she would love to help you out.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to know is that, like, do you guys focus on Indian entrepreneurship as well or no?
Well, I think as we mentioned earlier, we are helping people realize their dreams. So what we are really focusing on helping entrepreneurs become entrepreneurs and get to fruition on what they dream. Dinesh, aapka radio turn down karenge, please?
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's our focus. This is a non-commercial show, so this is not a for-profit venture. This is just helping people realize their dreams.
Okay. All right.
Great. Yeah. Thank you for your call.
Yeah. Bye. Yeah.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Yeah, Sapne Salamat, good morning. My name is Avtar. Sorry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
Avtar. I'm just listening to this show first time. And, you know, actually, I have some questions.
Yes.
I'm a general contractor working in Castro Valley, California.
Okay.
And it's just a new business I'm just starting. So can you give me some clues, like how I can... Because I'm doing some advertising, what we say, on the internet and... even in the local community, but can you give me some suggestions? Because I never heard this program before. This is the first time.
Yeah. Well, I think you've done two very good things. You've already called into the show. You mentioned your name. The next best thing that I'm going to do for you is say, ask you to give out your email or phone number so anybody that's looking for a general contractor can get in touch with you, and hopefully that will get you some business. What is your phone number, Avtar?
Yeah, my phone number is
510-421-421. 2007. General contractor. Do all kinds of things, Avtar?
Everything.
Okay, great. Thank you. We're going to take a break, folks, and we're going to come right back and continue talking about Sapne Salamat with Rohit Chandra.
Do you use Rohit to make highlights?
Yeah.
Why?
Because everything I highlight is automatically saved and clipped for me.
So, what's the benefit?
What's the benefit, you ask? Let me tell you. Everything I highlight is automatically filed for me. So, for example, if I'm doing a search for something using Google or whatever, typically I have to go through several pages. And on each page, there is only a part of the page that I'm interested in. I just highlight the portions of the page that are of interest to me. Rohit automatically, behind the scenes, saves all my highlights for me. I can then just go and see everything in my collection on one page.
That sounds pretty nifty.
Yeah, get this. I can then further cherry pick and combine them. What that does is, it shows me all the underlying pages with highlights as one page.
Wow. Okay, I am impressed. How do I sign up? What does it cost?
Ha! Get this. It's all free and you don't even have to sign up or fill out any registration forms.
Sweet. Okay, I'm going to go download it right now.
Cool. By the way, thought I'd mention, there is no download requirement either.
This is too good to be true.
Try it. What have you got to lose? Rohit is fabulous.
Highlight the web. Go Rohit.
Hey, Bibi, did you go through all those articles I sent you yesterday?
Itne sare kaam, ghar ka kaam karun, beti ka homework karaun, kya kya karun, kab padhun?
They were important articles, some on the school, the company, the community. You need to go through those.
Those are such long articles. Don't send me anything unless you highlight it.
Highlight it?
Do you not know about Rohit? Use Rohit and highlight.
Oh, maaf kijiye bhai, main next time karta hoon.
Rohit is a free, no sign up, no download web tool that allows you to highlight any part of any web page. Rohit.com.
If you want me to read it, use Rohit.
Vinu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners. Vinu Prashar has more than 20 years of experience in taxes, finance, and accounting for individuals and for businesses. Work with the best round the year for major life events, tax planning, and tax filing. Expect excellent service, quality, trust, and integrity, all at a good value. You can reach Vinu at 650-722-2021 or on the web at www.prasharcpa.com.
Vinu Prashar, CPA, is an accounting and tax professional and a member of AICPA and CalCPA.
Vinu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners.
And now back to our show, where host Rohit Chandar is a serial entrepreneur who himself has raised millions of dollars in equity financing, started several companies in Silicon Valley, and always looking for good people and good ideas. If you have a good idea that you are committed to, please do get in touch with him.
Sapne Salamat, folks. Sapne Salamat with Rohit Chandra. We are talking today about Sapne Salamat on this Independence Day, about how hundreds of millions of Indians reached their dreams to fruition in 1947 and how it created hundreds of millions of new dreams for them. So we always have to keep those dreams alive. And that's what this show is about.
Now, Rohit, I kind of always wonder, just like the caller we just called in, who was first time on radio. So I'm sure many people be wondering, what is Sapne Salamat all about? Can you talk about it?
Well, Sanjay, as I was telling you, Sapne Salamat is helping people realize their dreams. And I think it's a question that I get asked quite often is like, why are you doing this show? And I always tell them the reason I am doing this show is because I felt there was something in the community that was lacking. And I wish I had had this luck or this benefit or these when I was starting my first company and when I was becoming an entrepreneur. Now, admittedly, there's all other Indian entrepreneurial organizations out there, most notable, of course, being Thai. But I think what I've also found out is Thai is sort of ceasing to be as relevant as it used to be. It's become more of a place where people will go out and exchange business cards. And there's a lot of hobnobbing that's happening. But what I'm really looking for is a true forum where people can reach into the community and say, this is what I'm looking for, this is what I need, and people can actually go out and help each other without having a vested interest to say, you know, what's in it for me? How much, what percentage of the company am I going to get? So the fundamental idea was to help entrepreneurs be able to succeed. How do we do that? There's lots of different ways of doing it. One of the other things is when you listen to stories from other people who are like you, who have a similar background to you and have done it successfully. So that's the other piece that's missing is, you know, we say, here's another guy. He's no different from me, or he's not that different from me. If he can do it, why can't I? So that was the fundamental reason why I really put this show together.
Now, you also have a startup. So how are you balancing both, or what does your startup do?
Yes, I do have a startup. So, and that's what takes up my full-time effort, and that's where I spend my 80 hours a week. So my startup, as you know, is called Rohit. It's a consumer web startup. It's something I'm very passionate about. It's something I hope everybody has a use for. It's a very simple case. I'll give you a case in point. You do search on the web, right? Anytime you do a search, you go to 7 different pages trying to identify information that you're looking for. But that you're not interested in the entire page that you're looking at. There's only a small part of the page that is of interest to you. So what we do is we've built an instant highlighter. So at any page, anytime, you just type in Rohit.com before the URL. So for example, Rohit.com/google.com or Rohit.com/yahoo.com. So any page you happen to be on, you type in Rohit.com before that, and your mouse cursor now changes into a highlighter pen. So the user can instantly highlight that particular piece of the page that is of interest to him. And you can do this on 7 pages, you can do this on 17,000 pages. Everything that the user highlights is automatically clipped and saved. So you can then go back to your collection on Rohit.com and say, show me my collection. And there are all your highlights. And you say, aha, here is all the information that I really need after having done all this search. So it's sort of creating a personal web for you, right? And you can take that and say, okay, here are all the 7 things that I found were of interest. Out of these 7, here are the 3 that I want to do something with. Check, check, check. You can combine them and you can do all kinds of interesting things with that.
And I as a user need to pay for that kind of
service? It's a free service.
Oh, great.
Consumers don't pay for anything.
And do I need to download any special software?
Nope. There's no download. Like I said, this is on your computer. You don't have to download. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to pay for it. And just punch in Rohit.com before any URL. You can try it right now if you want to. I mean, just any page.
Right. I think, like you introduced me, I've been an avid listener of the show, and I've gained tremendously from participating and listening to the show. Can you maybe describe what is your favorite part? And by doing this show, what do you hope to achieve?
What I hope to achieve is have more entrepreneurs come out there. I hope that in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 6 months, we hear of a next Google or the next Microsoft and says, you know what? I listened to this show. I was inspired by the show. 1. 2, I'm hoping that the same person or somebody in a similar situation can say, I met my A, B, and C people because of Sapne Salamat. And that would be the biggest reward for me personally for having done this show. To say, like Vidya called earlier, I think we did a show a few weeks back where a guy came in saying he's looking to start a solar company. We had another guy come in saying, I'm looking to invest in a solar company. I got an email a few days or a week later saying these guys had all connected up. They were going to put $1 million of their own money into this venture. They were looking to raise another $4 million. which is very rewarding and satisfying to be able to just connect people. What do I get out of it is personal satisfaction to say that, hey, these guys are off to the races.
That's great. So what do you see this show going to? I mean, what else do you, what can we expect as listeners of the show?
Hopefully a whole lot more, but let me sort of turn that around and throw it back to you, because what you've done is you've been volunteering for the show and you are actually a huge contributor towards helping this thing go forward. I mean, as I mentioned, I have my startup that soaks up a lot of my time. Putting the show together takes up a lot of my time. And I do need to apologize to a lot. I get a lot of reach out from a lot of entrepreneurs, and I try to answer each and every email, but oftentimes I'm not able to answer every email, or I'm not able to follow through on each and every email. So I want to apologize to them and come back to why you are here and what you are doing. Because what we really need is we need a bigger ecosystem of volunteers so that we can streamline processes for these people when they come in. We can say, okay, let's see what you're doing. Let's see who we know. Let's see whom we can connect you to. Connect you with a mentor who can actually guide you, or connect you with an advisor who can guide you, somebody that's in the related space. And so the question to you, I'm going to come back after I take this call that's been on hold for a while, is how can we, you help the show more? Sapne Salamat, you're live on air. Caller, are you still with us? Sapne Salamat? I guess not. All right, we lost that one. Phone number to studios is 408-912-5565. We are talking today about Sapne Salamat and what we can do to make the show better and what we need to make the show better.
Absolutely. I think Sapne Salamat, like the name says, it's trying to encourage the spirit of entrepreneurship in people. So to that context, the goal is to expand the social outreach programs that we have. And what within the volunteer group that's supporting the radio show itself, what we're trying to do is expand and reach out for more people. And to that extent, we have a couple of things that we need help with. First thing, we're trying to create an offline web content where the radio shows are available. The content is much more presentable in terms of the layout and the material that's out there. So people out there who have web development experience from a technology standpoint, I would request that you contact us at radio@ruhit.com, and we can definitely use your help. The other areas that we're looking for help are content creation. So once you have the website, either under the URL we have today or in other social networks like Facebook and Twitter, being able to create reasonable and good content that is relevant to the audience of this show. So if you have ideas there, please definitely contact us with that.
So to paraphrase what you're saying, is basically what we're doing is we're looking to streamline the content that we've already created as part of Sapne Salamat and all these 34 plus shows that we've done in the past. Thank you for that number, Sumi. I really didn't know how many shows we've done. And be able to make that easily available to users. And two, what you're saying is be able to present it all in a format so that everybody can easily get to it.
Absolutely. I think if you look at people out there, everyone has accounts with Facebook or Twitter. So that's one forum we'll try and expand here soon, where people would be able to get information about the show, about the people coming on the show through that forums. And then there'll also be an location or a website where all the material would be available in a streamlined fashion, where people can have discussions and connect with other people.
Okay. All right. So you need help with people that can help you with web. What else do you need help with?
The biggest thing also we can use help is with the sponsorship. If there are people out there who want to be part of the show and can contribute either in time or the money for running the show itself, since it's a completely volunteer-run group, if you are able to do that, we would love to talk to you about it.
Yes, that would definitely be a big help. I think dollars always help. As you mentioned, currently we are producing the show, and yes, I'm writing checks for the show, and even though I'm not a very altruistic person and I don't do much of charity, but I am doing this because I believe in this and I think this needs to be done. So if you, I guess the idea then is anybody that thinks we're reaching an audience that they'd like to reach, whether it be an audience of technical folks or technocrats or an audience that they'd like to advertise on, we would love to hear from them.
Absolutely.
Okay. What else are we looking for, Sanjay?
At this point, the web content creation, social media outreach, and sponsorship are three areas that we would like to get started with. But if you have ideas that we can work together to expand the coverage of the show or the quality of the show, the content that needs to be put in here, please do contact us with your ideas at radio@ruhit.com.
Yeah, I really do think so. I think basically if you have the time and the inclination, then you should get in touch with us, and we can definitely find something that you can help us out with, because there's all kinds of things that need to be done to take this to the next level. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, you're talking about developing a website?
Yes, sir. Sapne Salamat. Sapna Salamat.
Yeah, I'm speaking.
All right, go ahead, sir.
You're talking about developing a website for your contents?
Yes, we are.
There is an easy tool available and it's free for use. I'm in the process of developing my own website on it. It's called Google Sites.
All right.
And it's so easy to make. You don't need any development or any HTML experience for it.
Fantastic. Can you help us out with that?
Actually, no, because I'm following on my own Sapnis. I'm developing my own website content.
Very good. Well, great. We will look into that. Thank you for your call.
Okay.
Sapna Salamat. All right, Sanjay. So, coming back, we're talking about Sapna Salamat today. Phone number to studios is 408-912-KLOK. That's 408-912-5565. We want to hear from you. We want to know what's been your favorite show of Sapna Salamat. What is the quick recall? So if you've been listening to the show in the past, please call and tell us what you think of Sapna Salamat. 408-912-5565. Coming back, Sanjay. So how far along are you guys with the social media project that you're doing right now?
Well, at this point, we have just started off trying to create our presence on the on popular sites like Facebook and Twitter. So we'll be making an once we have the content in place, in the next week or so, we'll be broadcasting that out. So people who are already on those websites, please make sure you include us in your fan list, and that way we could send you updates about the show or send you links that the entrepreneur community might find it interesting.
Great. All right, phone number to studio is 408-912-5565. Sapna Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, this is Vamsi.
Vamsi, Sapna Salamat.
Hi, I was hearing to your show and you needed some help with the website.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I'm ready to help you out with the website.
Fantastic. So,
I'm a programmer, actually works for VMware.
Fantastic, Vamsi. Do us a favor, turn your radio down, please, and I'm going to pass you back to Sanjay, who'll take your information offline, and you can also send us an email to radio@ruhit.com.
So, radio@ruhit.com?
Yes, and just stay on hold for a second, please.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Sapna Salamat, you're live on air.
Hello?
Yes, Sapna Salamat.
Yeah, I'm Kumar. I'm an entrepreneur myself here in Sunnyvale. I would like to talk to you guys on the side, not on the air.
All right. Is there anything you can tell us about yourself on the air, Kumar? What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk to you on the side. No.
All right. Stay on hold for a second, please. We'll come back to you, Kumar.
All right.
Thank you. Sapna Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, this is Vamsi again.
Yes, Vamsi, go ahead.
So, I'm alive?
You are live. Hang on a second. I'm going to give you back to Sanjay.
All right.
All right. Okay, we are back. So, folks, certainly appreciate those calls. And I think we lost our previous caller, Kumar, from Sunnyvale, who wanted to talk to us offline. So, Kumar, go ahead and send me an email and or call in right at the 1 o'clock, and we'll talk to you offline to see how we can help you. Meantime, folks, we do have a newsletter that's on our website on ruhit.com/radio. So if you join in and subscribe to the newsletter, you'll be able to get a sense of what's happening with this show. And you can also get past episodes and past podcasts that we've done from ruhit.com/radio. We're going to take a break and we're going to come right back and continue talking about Sapna Salamat.
Did you go through all those articles I sent you yesterday?
Itne sare kaam, ghar ka kaam karun, beti ka homework karaun, kya kya karun, kab padhun?
They were important articles, some on the school, the company, the community. You need to go through those.
Those are such long articles. Don't send me anything unless you highlight it.
Highlight it?
Do you not know about Ruhit? Use Ruhit and highlight.
Oh, maaf kijiye bhai, main next time karta hun.
Ruhit is a free, no sign up, no download web tool that allows you to highlight any part of any web page. ROOHIT.com.
If you want me to read it, use Ruhit.
Did you get my email?
Oh, on the project?
Yeah, you know the project that's due next Friday? I'm going to highlight the first 5 articles. Kathy's going to do the next 5. And can you get to the last 5?
Sounds good. I'll get on them. I'm going to do all my highlights in yellow. And can you use pink?
Yeah, then we can just combine all the highlights to create our final report.
Sure. Thanks, Ina. Will do.
Sharing your research has never been easier. Use Rohit.com. Rohit.com.
Do you ever copy-paste parts of a web page and paste them into email to share with somebody else? Wouldn't it be easier if you could just highlight it so that they could keep the context and the credibility intact? Well, you can. Use Rohit.com. Rohit.com is a no-sign-up, no-download free service that allows you to highlight any web page. Rohit.com.
Folks, if you're looking to gain experience, the show is looking for volunteers. You'll get an opportunity to interact with fabulous people and make amazing business contacts while learning skills from their masters, skills that will set you up for a huge success in your own life.
Sapne Salamat, welcome back, folks. So we're talking today about Sapne Salamat, and we're going to be having a show. Actually, we're not having a show. There's an event happening tomorrow at Washington Park in Sunnyvale from GITPRO, which is the Global Information Technology Professional Organization. And I'm going to be speaking at that event. I think that's an event that happens from 5:15 to 7:15. And I'm going to be there. We're going to talk a little bit about, IT professional networking. So that's what we're going to do next. And in the meantime, folks, we certainly appreciate anytime you can tell your friends about the show. If you've been enjoying listening to the show, we'd love to get some more information on that. And for Sapne Salamat, the phone number to studios is 408-912-5565. 408-912-5565. So please call in. We'd love to know what's been your favorite show. What show have you enjoyed listening to most? Did you enjoy listening to the show that we did about VCs? Did you enjoy listening to the show that we did with the Failed Entrepreneurs? Or did you enjoy something else? So 408-912-5565 is the phone number to the studios.
बस इतना सा ख्वाब है, बस इतना सा ख्वाब है। चांद तारे तोड़ लाओ, सारी दुनिया भर में छाओ, बस इतना सा ख्वाब
है। All right, Sapne Salamat, folks. Welcome back to Sapne Salamat with Rohit Chandra. The Global Indian Technology Professionals Association called GITPRO is organizing an event on the occasion of India's Independence Day celebration on August 15th, Sunday at 5:15 p.m. The location, as I mentioned earlier, was in Washington Park in Sunnyvale. And I am going to be speaking there. Also, Crazy 4 is going to be performing live music. And if you want more information, you can contact Ravi Mishra at 408-515-3905. That's 408-515-3905. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air. Hi, Sapne.
Hi, my name is Pradeep. I live in Sunnyvale. I've been listening to Sapne Salamat for, on and off, basically, for a month. And I haven't followed any of your shows to comment on any of these shows. But I have a question. I have an idea that can be implemented which can make people's life easier. My idea is to not to have a PC at home. Using virtualization, you can host a PC anywhere in the cloud, and then any TV, any LCD TV, LED TV can be converted into a PC.
Yep.
I was wondering how to go about implementing it. Having just an idea will not help or take you anywhere at all. you need a lot of hard work put into to making this product work.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to talk about like how to go about implementing these.
Okay. We did a show a few weeks back on an executive summary. So if you take a look at that, that will tell you about how to write a one-page or maybe two-page executive summary on what the idea is. I understand the idea clearly. I think it's a fantastic idea. I'm sure it's an idea that a lot of other people are working on actively. So I don't know what your background is, but when you go through that process of the executive summary, it'll give you some structure to your thought process in terms of how to build the business and how to put it all together. And armed with that document, you can approach somebody and say, listen, here is the idea, here is the market size, here's how I will make money out of this, here is the team that will help me do this, and here are my competitors, and here are my strengths, and here are my weaknesses. So just being able to follow that whole rigmarole will give you structure. Does that help at all, okay, Pradeep, or did I give you a no answer?
It did, but I understand that I need to have a business plan first. After that, I have a follow-up question also. And if okay, I have a business plan ready...
So first of all, I'm loath to business plans because nobody ever looks at business plans. I'm really asking you to create a two-page document or a PowerPoint presentation. Those are the only two documents that are of any value, in my opinion, my humble opinion.
Okay. Do you have any guidelines on whom do I talk to after I have these two pages of idea?
Absolutely. I have lots of ideas of folks you can talk to once you have those documents, which is exactly what we are trying to do. Is you create that, you get back in touch with us and say, here is my document, please critique it. And somebody from our team will internally sit back, take a look at it, provide you with feedback and say, okay, by the way, these are the holes that need to be plugged, or say, this is fantastic, let's go introduce you to these three VCs and see what they have to say. So if you need to raise money, then we'll help you. We'll connect you with folks to do that. If you need to help other co-founders, we'll try and connect you with that. If you want to just say that, okay, I just need validation, we'll give you the validation and you can be off to the races on your own. So whatever works for you.
Okay. That sounds good, actually. I'll try to write up and then I'll get in touch with you again.
Great.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for your call. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, this is Swati. And... first of all, Sapne Salamat.
Thank you, Swati. I was going to be very unhappy if you didn't do that because I've had a really hard show, I think, with having to push so many callers to say Sapne Salamat. I thought this was branded very well in people's psyche by now. Clearly, it's not.
You guys are really doing awesome, and I'm sure your Rohit.com is going to get a huge number of lists hit today.
I certainly hope so. I appreciate your good wishes, Swati.
Hey, and I wanted to help you guys with the web content creation. I'm a web developer myself.
Lovely.
So you can go ahead and collect my information offline.
Lovely, lovely. And going to give you offline off to Sanjay.
Uh-huh.
And if for any reason you lose him, please email us at radio@ruhit.com.
Sure. Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you for reaching out, Swati. Sapne Salamat. Phone number to studios is 408-912-5565. 408-912-5565. We really appreciate all the folks that have reached out to help. And I also want a quick shout out and thanks to other folks that have already been helping out and participating, specifically Sanjay himself. I know Ruku's been trying to help out. I know that Bhaskar has been helping out. I know Meg has reached out several times. I know Mohina has reached out. I know Rajan's been very helpful. Rajan Barman has been extremely helpful trying to get things pulled together. I know Chandu's been helping out. So we've got a lot of fantastic folks that have been trying to help out. Ashwin's been doing a fantastic job with the calendaring stuff in the past. And there's so many folks out there. I'm sure I'm going to miss somebody out, but folks, I really appreciate it. So, Sapne Salamat, you're live on air. All right. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hey, this is Swati again. Thank
you for calling back, Swati. I don't know what these guys did. They lost you there. So I'm going to put you back on hold and hopefully we'll be able to get your information this time.
Yeah.
Okay. Folks, so I've really been flattered by the quality of calls we've gotten. 408-912-5565. Sapne Salamat. We are trying to figure out how we can make the show better. We are trying to figure out what has been your favorite show. So if you're listening, if you've listened to shows in the past, please call in 408-912-5565. What else are we looking for? We are looking for interns. Interns that have specific skills in LAMP technologies, which is with Linux, Apache, MySQL, PHP. If you folks out there that are students or folks out there that are currently looking for work, we are looking for interns. We are looking for folks to come and help with all of these skills. We are also looking for folks that can do WordPress plugins. basically. Also, Facebook applications, people that can do Joomla plugins, people that can do Drupal plugins, people that know database design and can help with SQL. So we're looking for things of that nature. We're also looking for folks that can come in and volunteer for the show, as we mentioned. So anything else we're looking for, Sanjay, today?
I think one of the areas that we're also trying to do is like people like who have been calling in so far, where they come in and say, we have an idea or we have something to look for, you know, trying to create a support structure for taking those ideas forward, forward and making something happen with that. So people having who can help out creating the support structure is also someone that we would love to talk.
Yes, I'm glad you pointed out, because I almost forgot that. So I think the way it works is currently when we get these requests for mentoring and when we get all of these folks asking for help, it takes up a fair amount of time in the week. And obviously, I'm running a startup and I'm running the show. So we don't have a good process in place where we can take these. So some of these are actually fantastic executive summaries that I get to, and I say, how do I sort of process all of these? So we're trying to create a process where somebody can get in and streamline this process, where the request from the entrepreneur comes in, somebody figures out who should look at it, take a good look at it, then pass it on to the next person and sort of keep building it down, so that it actually helps the entrepreneur in being able to get to the people that they need to get to and not just ideate. So.
Absolutely. And I think we can take this forward as well, where we could probably, like, I think the first caller that called in had ideas about trying to create a kind of an idea bash where people could come in and talk about what they have. So being able to support events like that or have thoughts around that, I think those are all good things that we could include to expand the usefulness of the show.
Okay, lovely. And I think the other thing that I also wanted to mention was we are looking for sponsors, folks. It does take a fair amount of time, effort, and money to put this show together. So if you are looking to sponsor a show, if you're looking for radio advertising, please do get in touch. We can be reached at 408-469-4192. That's 408-469-4192. And phone number to the studios is 408-912-5565. The other thing that we always keep mentioning is, folks, we really, really, really appreciate your comments and feedback. So if you're going to our website on ruhit.com/radio, please go ahead and leave us some feedback. Leave us your comments. Leave comments publicly. We'd love to hear what folks are thinking. We've got a poll up there about how well people like the show and how well people don't. And we've got about 16% of people that said they don't like the show. I don't know whether that's a low number or a high number, but it's a number that's bigger than zero, and I want to find out what it is that we can do so we can get more and more people to like the show and enjoy the show and benefit from the show. Well, certainly appreciate it. It's been an interesting afternoon, and folks, stay happy. Happy Independence Day. And I think I also want to point out, Fremont, be careful. I've seen this on many, many years. Fremont will catch you, whether it be for jaywalking or for illegal parking or for something that you think you didn't even do. So I've seen the city of Fremont do stuff Independence Day weekend, which you may not find kosher, but I'm not going to say much more than that. But stay safe. Have a happy Independence Day. Sapne salamat.
Sapne salamat, everyone.
Vinu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners. Vinu Prashar has more than 20 years of experience in taxes, finance, and accounting for individuals and for businesses. Work with the best round the year for major life events, tax planning, and tax filing. Expect excellent service, quality, trust, and integrity, all at a good value. You can reach Vinu at 650-722-2021 or on the web at www.prasharcpa.com.
Vinu Prashar, CPA, is an accounting and tax professional and a member of AICPA and CalCPA.
Vinu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners.